This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chugu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the strength of youth will soon make India a developed nation. Speaking on the occasion of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India's Yuva Shakti is driving remarkable transformations. He said his faith lies in the new generation and the young generation will find solutions to all problems. Prime Minister Modi said achieving ambitious goals requires the active participation and collective effort of every citizen of the nation. He highlighted that India is accomplishing its goals in numerous sectors ahead of time. The three-day Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, which began on Friday, provided a unique platform for youth to present innovative solutions for Viksit Bharat. During the event, Mr. Modi engaged with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said his government's next big reform will be to ensure decentralization of power. He said it will ensure the implementation of the bottom-to-top planning to sanctioning of developmental projects. Speaking at the Sankalp Samaroh at Sangram in Kurunkume district yesterday, Mr. Khandu informed that the old way of planning will have to be replaced by a new process that would incorporate schemes and projects prioritized and recommended by people at the ground. He said for the guardian ministers and mentor secretaries have been appointed for each district of the state. He said this planning process of bottom to top will ensure government funds are not wasted and each district gets what it wants on priority. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men said that the Dibang Multipurpose Project marks a significant step forward in the efforts to harness Arunachal Pradesh's vast hydropower potential. Mr. Men said this during his visit to the project site yesterday. He also deliberated on infrastructure improvements associated with the project and maritime boating from the dam site towards Anini. Mr. Mann informed that the bypass road for rowing Pasighat and Gerkamukh has been proposed with the central government as it will ease movement of the heavy vehicles carrying construction materials. Later, the Deputy Chief Minister inaugurated the newly constructed building of Dambuk Police Station and laid the foundation stone for the conservation of Bongpal Yapko War Memorial Heritage, a historic site commemorates the 1894 Anglo-Abor War project at Dambu. Arunachal Pradesh's Minister for Agriculture, Gabriel D. Wangsu, said that the bond between Assam and Arunachal Pradesh extends far beyond geographical proximity. He said this while participating in the prestigious Chariai Dyo Mahotsav in Assam yesterday. He said that it is deeply rooted in shared histories, intertwined cultures and enduring relationships between the two states. While congratulating the people of Assam for the Chariai Dyo Maidam's UNESCO World Heritage status, he described it as a momentous achievement and applauded the festival's role in raising awareness about these sacred burial sites and their historical significance. The festival, which celebrates the rich history of the Chariai Dyo Maidams, saw the attendance of several international diplomats, including the ambassador of Myanmar, Mr. Zhao Ou. The District Handloom Expo Christened Tana Bana 2025 was inaugurated at Teju on Friday. The event was attended by MLA Dr. Mohesh Chai as the chief guest, with Deputy Commissioner Lohit K.N. Damo attending as the guest of honor. Addressing the gathering, Chief Guest Dr. Mohesh Chai underscored the government's commitment to the vocal for local agenda. He elaborated on initiatives like One District, One Product, designed to support local entrepreneurs and artisans. This facility aims to support to address the dual needs of effective skill training and accommodation for aspiring artisans. The Tana Bana 2025 Expo promises to be a vibrant platform for showcasing the rich handloom heritage of the region while empowering local artisans and entrepreneurs. A mass drug awareness rally cum campaign was organized in Lungla subdivision to address the growing concerns of drug abuse in the region yesterday. Sponsored by the local MLA Siring Lamu, the event was collaboratively organized by the NGO Dakpa Midar, the subdivisional administration, and the district health society Tawang. Students from various schools led awareness rallies from their respective institutions. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.